Thank you all for praying for the crusade that was in the Middle East. The Lord was with us. Amen. God did mighty things there. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nations are just opening in front of us. Hallelujah. For the furtherance of His gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The 49th chapter of Genesis. This morning I want to preach to you from the life of Joseph. Joseph, my hero. Hallelujah. 49th chapter of Genesis and verses 22 to 24. Are you there? Amen. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here is Joseph receiving a word from God that God would make him the head and not the tail. And before he knows anything else, he just started walking in that word without experiencing it, because the next thing that he knows is that he is being attacked by his brothers, attacked by the people who are closest to him, and he is put into a well. You speak about rejection, he went through that. I do not know whether this morning some of you sitting in this place are kind of stressed out, feeling restless around you, because things are not going the way that you thought it would go. And you do not know what's happening to you. Maybe there's a trial in your life which you cannot articulate and say to someone. But deep within you are crying alone. Maybe silently in the night. Not knowing what's going to happen to your life. When you think about your future, you don't seem to have any hope. You have somewhere deep within a feeling that God will take care. But there is nothing that you can hold on to. And you might be going through a situation or a circumstance in life where you do not even know whether God is with you. Here is Joseph who has received a word from God. God spoke to him and God said, listen, I will exalt you. I will make you the head. But the first thing that he knows is he is being attacked on all sides and thrown not into the heights but right into the depths. He is in the pit. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you don't have to allow the circumstances to speak to you when you put your faith in the word of God? Now, how did Joseph find rest even though he was in the pit, even though he went through a trial, even though he went through much restlessness outside? How did he have that kind of inner peace that you and me so badly desire? And I don't mind problems outside if I can be at peace inside of me. Amen. Once a man came to a preacher and said, preacher, please pray that I won't have any problems. And he prayed and he said, Lord, kill him. Hallelujah. In life there are problems, there are trials. Amen. Praise God. There are situations which we do not understand, which we can never find an understanding to with our natural minds, with our reasonings. That's where your trust in the Lord is so much needed. And here is Joseph, where he has received a promise from God, but before that promise can be fulfilled, he suddenly realizes that he is into the very depths of a pit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, how did Joseph find rest and how did he go on to become what God wanted him to be and be prosperous and become the head? Four simple keys which I believe will help us. Amen. Let's look to Genesis chapter 23rd verse of the 49th chapter first one more time. The Bible says about his circumstances, the archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him. Can you imagine that? After receiving the promise, his experience is the opposite. Archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him. Now read the 39th chapter of Genesis. We have a lot of scriptures today. And the 23rd verse, The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's hand, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, say whatever, the Lord made it prosperous, or made it prosper. Whatever Joseph did, he prospered. In the beginning, he had a promise, but things are going not the way that he wants it to go. And suddenly he realizes archers are shooting at him. He's being bitterly grieved. He's been shot at. He's been put into a pit. But the Bible says later on, you find the Bible saying that Joseph was blessed by the Lord in all that he did. Amen. I think it's my brother here who said, even if you sell peanuts, God will bless you and make you the head. Anything that you do, that's what happened to Joseph. Amen. Some people went, whatever they do, it fails. But here is Joseph, whatever he did, it clicked. Hallelujah. Would you like to have that in your life? Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The first reason for him being able to walk into the favor and to see that blessing on his life was because of the simple truth which is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 33. The 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy. And the 16th verse. And this time when we were here when, I'll come to that later. 16th verse. With the precious things of the earth and its fullness and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Amen. Say the favor of him. Favor. The favor of him. Favor. Amen. Who dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come down on the head of Joseph. Amen. Hallelujah. The first thing that you need to realize and that Joseph understood was that he was not looking to find the favor of the people around him, but he said, what I need is the favor of my God who dwells in the bush. The same God who spoke to Moses from the burning bush, the favor of him, that's what I need in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. What you need is not a new social contact, not a great acquaintance with a great man. It's not to, you know, it is not to butter up somebody who is kind of going up. But what you need in life is to have the favor of God upon your life. Amen. Joseph said, what I need is to have the favor of God in my life. The favor of the one who dwells in the bush. Amen. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord. Amen. That means his unlimited souls of love for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That word favor means unlimited souls of his love for me. Amen. Can you imagine that? Now some of us, when we come to church, we feel find a kind of conscious. It so happens that most of us, what I feel we need to be delivered from is what we call a religious spirit. A religious spirit will always bind you in fear. But in a relationship with Jesus, there is trust, there is loving kindness, there is his mercies that is flowing, there is life and life forevermore. Amen. So what happens to most people? They come to church and they, before they ever listen to a message, they already feel kind of condemned. They're sitting there waiting for the preacher to thrash them on the head. But what we need is to realize that that's not the way that God operates. Amen. Hallelujah. His unlimited souls of love, that's what sets you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Once a person, this time when I went to Dubai, she said to me, I've been struggling with the relationship and I don't know what to do about it. I know it is wrong. I'm a believer. I need to walk with God. And I'm so scared. Whenever I go to church, I feel guilty because I'm not able to keep this relationship right. It's gone off limits and it is tearing me apart because it's destroying my soul. I know I am in sin, but I do not know how to come out of it. I've bound the devil. I have prayed. I've fasted. I've done everything. I've tried everything. I said to her, listen, do me a favor. Why didn't you just sit and say, Lord, soak me in your love? Why didn't you just sit there and say, Lord, soak me in your love? Amen. Why? Because Proverbs 27 and verse 7 says, a satisfied soul will even loathe the honeycomb. If you're satisfied by the love of the Lord, even a honeycomb, you will loathe it. You will hate it. Even if sin, it looks like a honey for you. A wrong relationship looks like honey for you. Amen. it looks like honey for you. But when you're satisfied from the favor of God, amen. When that love of God begins to flow into your soul, and when you're satisfied with that love, you will say, I loathe it, I hate this honeycomb. Amen. Why don't you just try to be in the presence of God without feeling guilty and miserable and scared? And why don't you allow His love to saturate you and set you free from your bondage? Amen. See, fear can never set you free. Religion keeps you controlled and bound by fear. Are you with me? But the Lord sets people free by His love.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. His love is that which separates you and liberates you from other people. Joseph is saying, Lord, what I want is your favor, your unlimited source of love for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What made him to run away from 44th temptation was an unlimited source of love from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once I was preaching, I don't know where, I think it was in Calcutta, I was preaching, and I spoke about Joseph running away from 44th temptation. And they said, they started laughing. They said that shouldn't be the way it is. But the only reason why he ran away was because that he was satisfied by the richness of his love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you know that Lord accepts you the way you are? Amen. He does not change you overnight. He gives you new birth overnight. Or by one simple prayer of salvation, prayer that you receive Jesus. But he changes you step by step. I don't mind the process. Hallelujah. But let me be changed according to his glory and likeness. It is the love of the Lord that sets you free. If you're addicted to smoke and to drinks and to alcohol and to wrong relationships and into whatever kind of turmoil, sometimes believers get entangled in all that. But let me tell you, you are never condemned walking into this place. You will be freed by the love of the Lord. Amen. Now most people, even before they listen to a message, they're defensive. Is God going to ask anything from me which I can't give him? He's not a hard taskmaster. Amen. See, many people are scared. They do things out of fear. Fear of change. They're scared of let going everything into the hands of God. They're scared of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're scared of answering a call of God. They're scared of being sanctified. Most people hide this fear behind the religious talk. But let me tell you, it's the love of the Lord that sets you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Perfect love, 1 John 4. 18:19, perfect love drives away all kinds of fears.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Where there is fear, there is torment, the Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some people are scared. Believers are scared. They have demons inside of them. They're scared that they are in a bondage. They're scared they will never come out. Don't let fear dominate your life. Allow the love of the Lord to saturate you and set you free.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't have to be someone else. God loves you the way you are. You are important to Him. Hallelujah. The way you are. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The favor of the Lord. Let's look to that one scripture one more time. That was his confidence. Some of you need to meditate on the love of the Lord more than you meditate on your bondage and sin. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Believers are so conscious of the area of weakness that they're all the time meditating on that. And that's why fear begins to loom large. Why don't you just meditate on the love of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I have told this incident some time back about a preacher who went into Vietnam and was preaching. While he was preaching there, he had an interpreter, a local person from Vietnam. And this was a young man, and he was also interpreting the message of this preacher. And after doing that for a couple of days, the preacher left that country and went back. But, unbelievers began to rule that country, and they began to say that They began to catch hold of this man who interpreted the message and said, you cannot live in this country by your faith in Christ. You have to reject him. He said, no, I will never deny my Lord. So they bound him up in the prison. They hit him. They slapped him. They tortured him. But he said, no, I will never deny Jesus. Never deny the word of God. I'm going to stand up for the Lord. He continued to do that. They began to beat him. And this continued for so many days and years passed. And after some time, he could take it no more. So one night, sitting in that room, in his cell, he said, Lord, I'm going to deny you. There is no way that I can hold on to you. There is no way that I can trust you and hold on to you. Because I've been beaten every day and I'm going to deny you. And the next morning, he decided to do that. And the next morning, he was assigned by the prison camp guards. Chief to clean up the latrines and the toilets in that prison. And the punishment for him was greater. He was beaten, he was flogged, all that, and then they asked him to clean up those latrines. And as he was doing that, feeling more miserable and saying, Lord, I'm going to deny you if they ask me any more time about you. As he was doing that, he says he was cleaning the box in the toilet, and he came upon some papers, and on it was English. So having not read English for a long time, he took it. It was soiled with dirt and with filth. So he took it, washed it, rinsed it under water, and without anybody seeing, put it into the pocket. And he went back into his cell, and that night after everybody slept, he slowly got up and wanted to read what was written in that English. He had not read English for a long time, so he wanted to read. And he looked, and his eyes fell upon the 8th chapter of Romans. And the word was, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation or persecution, distress, angels or demons or death, can anything separate us from the love of Christ? That night when he read that, he began to cry. And he said, Lord, you would not even allow me to live one day without allowing me to know there is nothing that can separate me from your love. Amen. The next day morning, he got up and went to the prison camp chief and said, can I clean up the toilets again? And he says when he went that day, again he found some English letters. He took it, cleaned it, went. It was by the time a month had gone by, he had the entire book of Romans with him. Why? Because a prison guard chief was given a Bible, and he, being an unbeliever, tore apart the Bible and was using it for the wrong purpose and throwing it into that box. But hallelujah, my God reached out to him and he stayed faithful to the Lord. The very thing that causes you to stay faithful to the Lord is his love. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the 25th verse. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord. Yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made me trustworthy. The Lord in his mercy has made me faithful. The Lord in his mercy has made me faithful. Say that with me. The Lord in his mercy has made me faithful. The Lord in his mercy this made me faithful. Paul is saying that, writing to the Corinth church, I am faithful by the mercy of God. How many of you want to stay faithful to the Lord? That word, same mercy, is the same word translated favor. Amen. It is the unlimited source of love of God. Amen. You want to be faithful to the Lord? Don't try to do it by any other means rather than by saying, Lord, it is your mercy that causes me to be faithful unto you. Your favor, your love. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So one, if you are going through a trial like Joseph, you need to understand what you need is not the favor of men. Amen. It is not to join a new church, not a new structure, not to meet new people and shake their hands. What you need is to say, Lord, what I need is your favor, your unlimited source of love for me, and your mercy flowing into my life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. The second one, 49th chapter, verse 24. 49th chapter of Genesis. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Joseph's hand was getting weary. Have you felt weary of always doing spiritual warfare? Some people say, after I came to the Lord, it's only struggle and struggle and struggle. It's always spiritual battle. I can't just seem to find any fruitfulness or life or victories in my life. Have you gone through that? Well, Joseph was going through a stage where he got so weary. And he said, listen, my arms are feeling very weak. I don't think I'll be able to hold on. Amen. But what he did was this. He allowed the hand of the Lord to touch him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He allowed the hand of the Lord to touch him. This morning, sitting in this place, do you know that even as the word has been declared over your life, the hand, the invisible hand of God will come and touch you if you so desire in your heart. Lord, touch me. I am feeling weary. I am feeling like fainting. I think I'll fall down dead. I don't think I can go on for another day. I do not know what's happening in my life. Lord, what I need is your touch. Touch me, Lord, and he will touch you. Amen. Hallelujah. The touch of the Lord. Amen. Ezekiel stood in the valley of dry bones. Amen. He was only seeing bones. In a valley, only bones and dead bones. But suddenly he heard a sound. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord was upon him. And the wind of God began to blow through in that place. And the touch of God began to come upon that dry bones. And they began to rise up like a mighty army. My brother, my sister, you might feel as if you are in a grave. You might feel as you're really dead and you have lost everything in your life. But this morning, would you allow the God of Israel to touch you one more time? Would you allow the God of Joseph to touch you one more time? Would you allow his hand to touch you one more time? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I don't want to pray without passion. I am weary sometimes, Lord. I am tired, Lord. Well, as a matter of fact, this message came while I was feeling very tired. I did not know whether I needed to come this Sunday and preach. I thought I'll come next Sunday and preach because I've had a long travel. So I think I'll take some rest and come. The Lord said, son, what you need is not a rest. What you need is my touch. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you believe that God can touch you in that area of your weakness? Amen. If you could give life to that dry bones and make it a mighty army, how much more shall he touch the very depth of your heart and touch that area of your weakness and speak life unto you? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the 2 Kings chapter 13, you will find Joash, the king of Israel. He is feeling very weak. He's got to go out for a battle and he does not know how to fight. He's confronted by a problem that is too enormous for him. And he does not seem to have the strength to go and fight that battle. But my Bible says he came to the prophet Elisha. And what Elisha did was this. Elisha touched the very hand of Joash and Joash was strengthened. Amen. One touch from a spirit-filled man of God was enough to impart life. How much more if you can receive that gift of touch from the Maker by yourself by faith this morning? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The touch of God. Amen. Hallelujah. What changes you is not a human touch. What changes you is the touch of the Lord. Amen. It's not new pastors and leaders and elders that you want to be touched by. What you need is a touch from the hands of my God. He knows that area of your heart that is aching. He knows the very pain that you're going through. He knows the tear that you have shed in your silence and in the very night where you have slept sleepless. Try to sleep. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. What you should say is, my God, the God of Joseph, touch me. One touch and yokes are broken. Hallelujah. Addictions are broken by one touch from my master's hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you feeling worthless this morning? Hallelujah. There was a violinist. He had an ad on the paper. And the ad was this. This great violinist is going to play music, the greatest of music, from the most expensive of violins. And so a large audience gathered. And that evening at the concert, the violinist came. He took the violin and he began to play. The most expensive of violins, they said. So they were all watching. He began to play beautiful music, fantastic music. They were just getting fascinated and drawn into that music. Suddenly he stops. He takes that violin, throws it down and breaks it. People are shocked. People are shocked and they're looking. And suddenly someone comes up on stage, the manager of the concert, and says, "Don't worry, that was not the expensiest of violins. That was just the $10 violin. Now he will play in the most expensiest of violins." And this violinist took the most beautiful, the great piece, put it, worth millions of dollars, began to play. The same music that had touched the hearts of the people in the beginning with the other violin, began to go through that room. People are fascinated. People are drawn to that. People are looking. He stopped after the music was over. And he said, "The reason why I did what I did was for you to know. It is not that violin that produced the music. It was the violinist. It was not the violin that produced the music. It is the violinist. And so I want you to know, you might feel like a 10-piece violin or $10 worth violin. And looking at somebody, you might think, oh, that person is a $100 violin. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, it is the same master violinist, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to bring the music from both and make your life worthwhile. Amen. One touch from my Lord. That's what Joseph desired. He said, "Lord, what I need is your touch. Keep your hand upon my hand, Lord. Keep your hand upon that weak area and touch me." Hallelujah. This morning, will you say that, "Lord, touch me"? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 49th chapter, verse 24. The third thing that Joseph did. "And his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. And there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel." Amen. There is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Amen. One more word. Psalm 105. Psalm 105, are you there? 105, verses 17 to 19. "He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him." Say the word of the Lord. Word of the Lord. Word of the Lord. Tested him. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What does that mean? I've read through that scripture so many times. What does that mean? What it means is this. Joseph had a word from God that God would make him the head. But everything around him was contrary to the word that God spoke. But he continued to put his faith not in the circumstance, but in the word of God. Amen. I don't know how many people have gone through this. You know, God will prosper you. That even young lions might go in one, but those who fear the Lord will never lack any good thing. You know those scriptures. But suddenly you realize you are going through the greatest time of lack. Things look contrary to what you believe. Amen. Praise God. You will be praying for revival, 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 revival. But you might be feeling like a sick dog. Amen. You thought you had revival, but things looked contrary to what you had hoped. Come on, how many of you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You might be saying, my God will heal me by his stripes I'm healed. You've got a headache, and after you said that, suddenly you have a backache also. Hallelujah. It looks contrary to what you believe. Anybody has ever gone through those kind of experiences? Well, here is Joseph. The Bible is saying being tested by the word. Amen. And he passed that test. You know why? Because even when things were going all wrong around him, he said, I will still hold on to the word of God. My God shall be my rock. I shall build my house on the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You might be believing and saying, my God shall save my family because I believe in the Lord. My family shall be saved. And before you know that, the one who would not drink, he started drinking also. It looks right opposite. Amen. Don't fret. Don't get discouraged. Don't get upset. Don't get troubled. Hallelujah. The God of Joseph is our God this morning. Put your faith in the word of God and say, I will put my faith in his word. I will still believe in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He chose to allow the Lord, the shepherd of Israel, to be his rock. Amen. That means he allowed the word of God to be his point of faith and sticked on and held on and continued to believe on in the word of God. This morning, when you're looking around at your circumstances and situations, things might be contrary to you. As a matter of fact, when you walk out, things might look still contrary. But let me tell you, this morning you would have life in your inner man if you will hold on to the word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, 5 years back, God spoke to me and he said, God would send me into Middle East, into UAE. 5 years back, he said, he would send me into UAE. The specific word over UAE, he had spoken about the nations, but UAE, 5 years back, he said, you are going into UAE. And I did not even go out of Cochin that year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But I continue to hold on to the word of God. Amen. And 5 years later, I was in UAE last week. And the people were just waiting. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is like it was God's appointed time. You walked in and that anointing fell over that place. Bondages began to break. The revival glory of God began to move. God was just preparing the stage. Amen. You need to hold on to the word of God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, hold on to the word of God. Say it with faith one more time. Hold on to the word of God. Amen. The last. The fourth thing that Joseph did. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 13. Blessed of the Lord is his land. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord is his land with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath. Amen. Amen. Say the dew. The dew. The dew in the Bible symbolizes the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 49th chapter of Genesis. One more word before I explain that. 49th chapter of Genesis and verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, a fruitful branch by a well. His branches run over the wall. Amen. Hallelujah. A fruitful bough or a branch by a well. Amen. By a well. The well in the scripture also symbolizes the anointing of God. Amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is amazing about Joseph is that he chose to be refreshed by the anointing of God rather than by the TV and by the books that he read. He built his life near the well. Amen. And he said, the dew of God is going to be my substance. Amen. Hallelujah. So he shall be like the branches that run over a wall. Can you imagine that? You might be looking at your life and saying, it looks like I am enclosed inside the wall. The devil has put walls all around me. Then in the chalalu nannaanilla evada thirinjal oru vaadi kaanunnilla engottu ponan narnju kuda ende chuttinu oru madalaanu thonnu. Hallelujah. What you should do is what Joseph did. Amen. You should say, I am going to take my comfort from the well of God. Deva sanidhyam is going to be my strength. And then it says, you shall be like a branch over the wall. Amen. The devil can put the wall, but you shall be like a branch over the wall. You shall go over the wall. Hallelujah. Look at your brother and say, you shall go over the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. One more time. You shall go over the wall. Amen. Enemy in the block, in the roadblock. Amen. What you should do is say, Lord, I hunger for your presence. I hunger for your thirst. I hunger for a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit. I need to be filled with the oil of God, with the gladness that comes from heaven. I need to plant my life near the well. Amen. This time when I was in the Middle East, there was a pastor who invited me to his church to preach. As a matter of fact, I preached for him twice. In 1 week, I went to his church. He had a special meeting arranged and then his main service. So I went to his church and he was sharing with me how one morning when he went to his workplace and he was working, he felt like reading something from the scripture. So he on the computer and downloaded from the computer the St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. He felt like reading it. He had the Bible, but he felt like downloading it from the computer. So he downloaded, he took a printout, and he was about to read when the phone rang. Picked up the phone, and they said, there's a call from the police station. You're wanted at the police station. There's a case against you. And so he put the letter of St. Paul to the Philippines in his pocket. And he went to the police station. Just before he left, he called his wife and said, they're taking me to the police station. I don't know what the complaint is. Because he was working for a company, he thought, maybe there should have been something wrong that happened in the companies. That's why they must be holding me. But he looked at his heart. Everything was clear. He was a man of integrity. He said, I don't know what's wrong. So he went there. He was handling the finance of that company, but everything was right. He said, what's happening? Why is there a case against me? He went to this place, police station, and the police told him, the case against you is serious. He said, what's the case? They wouldn't say what the case is. They said, you're going into Abu Dhabi, and you're going into the central command of the police, where you'll be put in prison. In every land, it says that until proven guilty, you are innocent. But in that land of Middle East, they have strange laws. You are guilty until proven innocent. That's the other way around. And so they took him they put him on chains, both the hands, both the feet. A man from a good family, a preacher, and he did not know what happening. He's put on chains, he's taken to the car. He felt kind of ashamed when people were looking at him. Taken to the prison. In that prison, they took everything from him. And then they said, he said, what's the case? Why are you taken me? This is a serious case against you. The case against you is this, that you are converting Muslims. And then he thought, okay, that's the reason. They're catching me because of my faith in Christ. Second, you're bringing in preachers from abroad to preach the gospel and you're furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Three, you're supporting missionaries with your finances. And because of these three things, you are to be in the jail. And they put him into the prison. In that prison, while he was there, he says, he opened that book of Philippians one more time. He suddenly understood why God had made him take a printout, because he couldn't have taken the Bible. He had written and he had preached much from that chapter. But this time when he opened that letter one more time, he knew Paul had written that in prison for his faith in Christ. And the Bible says, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. He said at that time, the joy of the Lord began to fill his soul, to be counted worthy to suffer for Christ. The next day was the meeting, interrogation. where a Saudi mullah was interrogating him, serious offense against him. He walks in. He had prayed many times, Lord, I want to feel your anointing upon me, like other preachers say they experience your anointing. I want to be anointed. I want to walk in your anointing. He had prayed that many a time. That morning, he says, when he walked into that interrogation room, when he walked in, he says, the presence and the anointing of God fell upon him.
Hallelujah.
He chose to be by the well of the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory of God just fell upon him as he walked into that place. My brother, my sister, you might go through trials which you do not understand with your human mind. People might look at you, you might feel ashamed in front of others. But if you will plan your life by the well of God, there is a refreshing for you. There is an anointing for you. When he walked into that place, the glory of God came over him. God gave him wisdom that he had never thought he had. He could answer every question in the wisdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I won't go into the details, but the hand of God came upon him. Amen. While the verdict was about to be spoken about him, the Saudi mullah, everybody said it is going to go against you. And he was in the prison. But at that moment, a phone rang. The mullah picked up the phone and somebody said something to that person. He kept the phone and said, you are free. You can go. He still does not know who called up, what happened. But he knows one thing. He chose to receive the anointing of God and say, Holy Spirit, you shall be my comforter, my strengthener, my advocate, the one who shall stand by me. I need you. That's what I need. What I need is a refreshing from you. Are you a Joseph this morning? Are you going through trials this morning? Let me tell you this morning, exhort you and encourage you. Stay rooted in the word of God. Say, Lord, I want your presence. I want your favor. I want your love to flow through me and set me free. I want your touch upon my life. This is not a storybook. This is the living word of God. If you believe, you shall be free. If you believe, the hand of God shall touch you. If you receive by faith, the glory of God shall move over you. Receive with faith this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we close our eyes in prayer? Blessed be the name of Jesus. There is a strong anointing of God to touch you. Oh, don't be scared in the presence of God. He will touch you right where it hurts. Amen. And heal you and set you free. If you have been praying this morning and you feel this message is for you, and you want to stay rooted in the word and continue to put your faith in the word of God. Hallelujah. There might be an evil report around you, but put your faith in the word of God. If my God has spoken, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Hallelujah. He cares for you. He loves you. That's why his word says, he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. My brother, my sister, this morning, you want to be touched by the Lord. You want the glory of God to move upon you. You want the word of God to saturate your being. You are responding to the word of God that you heard. Lift your hand and stand up in your place. Let the hand of my Jesus come upon you this morning. Oh, Ratamanasia, we just don't want to hear a message and go. We want to experience that word in our lives. The touch of God. The touch of God. The touch of God. Brother standing upstairs, the touch of God will come upon you right in the corner where you're standing. He will touch you. Hallelujah. Oh, Ribanasikiam. Say Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Call on his name. Draw near unto him. Ribanamanasikia. Oh, Rabanamasikia. Rutalamana Shandalkara. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, one more time, as we worship him, remember the God of Joseph is your God. Give him your worship. Look to him this morning and say, Lord, your favor. Hallelujah. Respond to his word and look to him this morning and worship him one more time before we go out of this place this morning. Let the touch of Jesus come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Aradhana Atma Velum. This morning we give you glory and honor in this place. We worship the same God of Joseph. Hallelujah. The God of Joseph is our God. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. And Lord, we want to thank you for having spoken and declared your word over your people. Hallelujah. Just like you brought a Joseph through, you will bring each one of our lives through. The very same God who began the good work within us, he himself will bring it to completion. We thank you that we can be saturated by your love, once again by your mercy, once again by your favor, once again by the hand of God coming over our lives and touching us in those areas that needs to be touched, to be healed and to be loosed and to be set free. We thank you the same hand that came upon Joseph will come upon us this morning. Let your hand move over your people. Yes, you in the name of the let your hand move over your people. Let the hand of God move over your people. Let the hand of God move over your people. Let the hand of God move over your people. Oh, ribara shikaya rabara shikaya.
Hallelujah.
Let the hand of the Lord move over your people. Oh, ribashika ribabarasia. Oh, hallelujah. We put our trust in your word. We put our faith in your word. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for having spoken this morning. We give you glory and honor. We choose to stay by the well to refreshed by your Holy Spirit. Bless your children. Let your right hand be over each one of them. Keep them strong and faithful unto you. May they be the head and not the tail. Let every word that's been spoken over their lives be a blessing unto them. And may they walk in the blessing of God. I release them in the name of the Lord from every curse. And I release them under the blessing of God. Walk forward. Be the head. Be in favor with God. In your hands I come into your congregation right now. And I bless them. I bless them in the name of the Father. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Amen. Praise God. Look at a couple of people, shake their hand and say, the God of Joseph has blessed you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Take a couple more minutes. Look at a couple of people, shake their hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.